This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul that killed at least 63 and wounded more than 180. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. The United Nations denounced the bombing as an atrocious act against Afghan Shiites. The attack was one of the worst against Afghan civilians in recent years. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Saray has more.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Saray, VOA News, Khartoum.
The humanitarian group Open Arms says the organization is not willing to sail to a Spanish port given the emergency situation that they are experiencing on the boat. This after Italy's interior minister told the Open Arms ship to leave Italian waters and go to Spain. An Open Arms spokeswoman says there's anxiety, bouts of violence, control is becoming increasingly difficult. We can't put their health and lives at risk. From Washington, this is VOA News. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy protesters marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong Sunday. Heavy rain fell on the protesters, but the size of the crowd showed the movement aimed at easing Beijing's control of the territory still has wide support. Protest organizer Bonnie Leung says the huge turnout shows great support for democracy and Hong Kong's leaders must listen.
The people support the five demands, also support to stop the violence of the police and gangsters. So the campaign has the support, but the government doesn't.
China's paramilitary troops have been training in Shenzhen, which borders Hong Kong, causing concern that China is ready to send in troops to suppress the protests. Hong Kong police have insisted they are able to handle the demonstrations. A study by the UN Children's Fund finds more than 500,000 Rohingya refugee children in Bangladesh's Cox Bazar are not learning the life skills they need to prepare them for the future or to protect them from present-day abuse and exploitation. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya children have been languishing in squalid, overcrowded refugee camps in Cox's Bazar for 2 years. Ever since a mass exodus of 745,000 refugees fleeing persecution and violence in Myanmar began. The UN Children's Fund reports more than 250,000 children up to age 14 are receiving a non-formal education, while more than 25,000 others are receiving none. UNICEF and partners have provided learning to more than 190,000 Rohingya refugees in more than 2,000 centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Three Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces, the Palestinian Health Ministry says, adding that another Palestinian man was wounded in the shooting. An Israeli military statement said a military attack helicopter and tank opened fire on a group of armed men spotted adjacent to the security fence in the northern Gaza Strip that separates Israel from Gaza. The incident happened just hours after three rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel. Authorities in Gibraltar say they are rejecting the United States' renewed request that the British Overseas Territory not release an Iranian supertanker. The vessel has been detained for over a month in Gibraltar for allegedly attempting to breach European Union sanctions on Syria. In a statement Sunday, Gibraltar's government said the ship is free to go, as U.S. sanctions on Iran had no equivalent in Britain or the rest of the EU. A massive fire has swept through a slum in the capital of Bangladesh, Dhaka, leaving thousands of people homeless. At least 1,200 tin shacks were destroyed in the slum. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.